Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this Christmas Eve, the Nativity of our Lord, is taken from the Old Testament reading from the book of Isaiah the prophet. In verse 2, we hear, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. On those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone." It's dark. This time of year, it's dark as night by 5:30. Makes you realize one of the great things about summer is the long days. But that's not really what I mean when I say it's dark. I think you know what I mean. But if you're not sure, I'll just come right out and say it. You and I live in a time of spiritual darkness. It's everywhere. I don't think I have to spend a whole lot of time building a case for it, do you? Just think back over the headlines from this past year. Example after example of empty, soul-crushing darkness. And that's just the headlines. This past year, you may have had to deal with darkness in a personal and painful way. Disease. The death of a loved one. The destruction of a relationship. A disaster you didn't see coming. It's dark for you. Then there's the darkness we invite right into our hearts and minds. The things we know are wrong but don't care to change. The voices that urge us to do whatever we want to do, no matter how much it hurts somebody else. Yes, it's dark. Believe it or not, this is a Christmas sermon. Because the message of the Bible is, things really are that bad. We cannot heal or save ourselves. Things really are this dark. Nevertheless, there is hope. And tonight that hope is expressed this way. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. That's what we're doing here this evening. We are remembering that a light has dawned. This is a poetic way of saying that someone has appeared. And that someone can chase away darkness. This is a prophecy, a prediction and a description of what it would be like when Jesus arrived in the world. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. The dim light of the stable where Jesus was born quickly gives way to a sky full of angels. Jesus' birth is the beginning of an invasion. The invasion of light to darkness. This Christmas, will you let Jesus invade your darkness? As you remember his birth, will you let him shine his light into the depths of who you are? What'll happen if you do? Well, let's think of some of the qualities of light. Isaiah uses the language of the dawning sun to talk about Jesus. We know that light from the sun gives life, so we can start right there. Simple fact, if the sun went out, you'd freeze. No sun, no life on this planet. Now the Bible says that only in God do we live and move and have our being, which means we exist only because God is keeping us together. Physical life is a gift from Him. And so is spiritual life, for that matter. Unfortunately, physical and spiritual life have been broken by something called sin, which is the source of all darkness. If you let Jesus shine His light into you, you will learn He is the source of life, which means that a meaningful and fulfilling life begins with Him, begins with knowing Him, living in connection with Him. Also, light shows what's really there. If you drive a car at night down a dark road without your headlights on, you'll probably crash. That's because light reveals the truth of things, how they really are. And if you drive without your headlights on, you won't have enough truth to steer the car correctly. If you let Jesus shine His light into you, you will learn He is the source of truth. Truth that enables you to navigate life with confidence, and courage, and wisdom. One other thing. Light is beautiful. It's breathtaking. At this time of year, many of us make it a point to go looking for stunning light displays. And people will travel for hours just to look at Christmas lights. There's even websites devoted to plotting out a course where you can hit all the best lights in the region. Why do we do that? It's because light inspires joy. And we need joy in our lives. An early Christian pastor named Augustine once wrote this: "Our hearts are restless until they find their rest in God." That means that if you let Jesus shine His light into you, you will find beauty in Him. You will find rest in Him. You will find a joy in Him so powerful, you no longer have to go chasing after other things that you think are going to make you happy, because you'll have what you need in the light of this Savior. So how can you have this light? If you go back to Isaiah's prophecy, you'll have your answer. Because it says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." The Son, Jesus, is given. He is a gift. He and everything that belongs to Him can be yours on one condition. Now, before I tell you what that is, I'd like to take you back to verse 5. It speaks of a great battle. Here's what it says: "Every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, will be fuel for the fire." Wow! What does that mean? Here's what it means. It means that the great victory of light over darkness will not require our strength. Any piece of armor, any sword, any boot, they're all unnecessary. Isaiah says you can throw them in the fire and melt them down because someone else is going to fight for you. Who is it? It's that baby in the manger. He will grow up to be your champion. How's He going to do it? The same prophet Isaiah says it like this later on in his book: "The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed." He will take all our darkness, all our accumulated darkness, with Him to His cross, and it will die with Him there. He will fight for you. He will die instead of you. He will come back to life on a dazzling Sunday morning, and that will redefine what life is. And this great work of rescue, this light that flashes on you with new life and truth and beauty, comes as a gift. The rescue Jesus offers can be yours on one condition. The only way to receive it is to admit you don't deserve it. The only way I can have it is to realize and accept that I cannot earn it with good behavior. Christmas is all about receiving presents. Can I say that? We all know that's true. But some gifts are a challenge. Here's what I mean. Some gifts make you swallow your pride. Imagine opening a present from a friend and it's a book about the latest diet. So you go to the next gift from another friend and you open that. It's another book, and the title of it is Overcoming Selfishness. Who are these friends anyway? Now here's the deal. If you take those gifts and you say, oh, thank you so much, in a sense, you're admitting, I am indeed overweight and obnoxious. Some gifts are hard to receive, because to accept them means you have flaws and you need help. Or imagine you had a friend who somehow figured out you were in real financial trouble, and they came to you privately and offered a large sum of money to help you out of your predicament. If something like that has ever happened to you, then you know that to accept that gift meant swallowing your pride at some level. Well, there has never been a gift that makes you swallow your pride to the depth that the gift of Jesus requires you to do. Christmas means that we are so lost, so unable to save ourselves, so in the dark, that the Son of God had to come down here into the cold and do what you and I could never do. To accept the true Christmas gift, you have to admit you have a problem with sin. That's going down lower than any of us really want to go. Yet Jesus' greatness is seen in how far down He was willing to go to come and get you and love you. He brought the light of heaven down to a darkened stable, and there in the place where the animals ate was the Creator of the universe. What's He doing there? He came down to offer a large sum, the sum of His own life, to get you out of the predicament of life in the darkness. He is the light that dawns on this holy night. He is the gift that's yours for the taking. Would you please pray with me? O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray, cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, their great glad tidings tell, O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen.